And so then they never could find a fly in my milk room, mm-hmm. but they go to all other milk rooms and find it full. But they never found the first, not one fly ever went in that room after I built it till I tore the doors off it.
Yeah. Did you sell milk then?
Oh, it'll be at all. I built the barn and bought my brother-in-law a bunch of cows and put them here and let him milk them so they could, you know, after the war, when he come back, there was nothing for the boys to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tried to help him get started.
Dang gum, this.
And,
you sure have done a, you've just done just about every bit of farming I've ever heard of.
Oh, yeah, well, that was a mistake I made, though, but anyhow, it don't make no difference. And my brother-in-law, my wife's brother, his youngest, his baby, and he stayed here with me and her when he was a kid, and used to come and stay a whole summer and like that with us. And he'd rather stay here and at home. So he just like one of our kids, we just, I felt like I had to do something for him, and so when he come back out the war, I put about $15,000 in cows and things for him, and a bear barn, and sold all my cattle practically all over the farm, except what I could keep in the lower side too far for his cows to go.
Mr.
And then he stayed it about a year, couldn't make no money,
mm-hmm.
and we sold out, just left me the dairy barn.
Did you have a place where you let all the animals go, or like the mules, or the, did you have a place where you let all the animals sort of graze or walk around?
It was in a pasture, yeah.
Pasture?
Yeah.
Or did you have separate pastures for the different sort of animals?
Well, if you had a, like a stud horse, of course you didn't put him out with none of the animals, because he'd torment them, but where it comes to just mules and cows and things and saddle horses and things, you just let them all go in a big pasture.
Yeah.
It didn't bother one another.
Uh-huh.
But,
stud horse, that's right.
Well, I had a couple of stallion horses in my life, and I had to keep them in a separate pasture.
Uh-huh.
And some of the most beautiful ones that old man got on in this world. And they had sense too, son. You know, when you go in the woods hunting cattle, and you're looking, and they're looking for miles. Of course, I had cattle all the way down near the Ocean Springs, near about the Pascagoula.
Huh.
And I had to ride the woods a lot, especially Sundays all day. And you go out with a man helping you. Well, he's going to ride this section, you ride this section, another man ride this section, so you could get back in by dinner at 2 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
You'd have about 12 helping me. And, so the stud horse wouldn't want to leave the rest of them. I'd get off a piece of it, get off him, take my whip, and give him about two good licks with it, and say, "We're cow hunting today, son." That thing would stick his nose on the ground. The first cow trail he struck, he hit it, and we went to him. I didn't have to look.
Really?
That son of a gun could run a cow trail faster than a damn dog could.
Horse?
Yeah. Right out through the woods and everywhere. He ain't doing that about ever 30 steps. He was staying on that cow track, too. He knew what we was after. Well, he knew what I was after. I had trained dogs here that would, you know, mister, that could do everything but talk. And so, when I was at the butcher business, I wouldn't have more mind walking out there to the worst fighting cow in the world and see it start to run at me. They didn't let it get to me. I see him throw him down as close as he used to me. That cattle go right over head first like that and hit the ground. Almost fall on me. But I didn't have to run. You know, people call me a damn fool for not running. I said, "No. Not with them dogs. I don't have to run." And you come, and then you got out there and went to tussle. They caught me by the hand, pulled me away from you. They went on you. They wasn't going to let you hit me.
did you ever raise cotton?
Huh?
Did you ever raise cotton?
Raise cotton?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You did?
About